Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg 19, Mombelan Polokwane 24 degrees. The Gauteng Education Department has temporarily removed a 45-year-old teacher from a high school in Soweto. He's accused of allegedly raping a grade 11 learner at his house last Thursday. A police case has since been opened against the educator. Here's the department spokesperson, Steve Mabona.
MEC has indicated that he's devastated by this serious allegation against this educator. He did indicate that educators are custodians of education and should not ensue in any action that could potentially traumatize the learners that they are supposed to be teaching.
Now for a story that's dominated news headlines and caused outrage on social media. Police have launched a manhunt for 8 foreign nationals in connection with a video incident at the Zanzu nightclub in Hatfield, Pretoria. This follows the surfacing of videos showing a group of men being tortured and assaulted at the establishment. Police spokesperson Atlena Mate says 3 victims of the alleged assault have since opened a case at the Brooklyn police station.
We are calling on a man who claims to be a former bouncer of the nightclub who goes by the name of Pablo on social media platforms to also come forward to assist police investigations. Pablo has made numerous allegations and police are of the view that he would be instrumental in assisting police to solve this particular case.
Pick It Up is warning Johannesburg residents about a fraudulent job ad on TikTok, which falsely claims it's hiring over 400 general workers. The misleading video appears to be an altered version of a legitimate Pick It Up job posting from May 27 in 2024. That job posting, however, closed June that year. Yes, Pick It Up spokesperson Musum Kwanazi.
It is deeply troubling that individuals exploit vulnerable job seekers through deceptive social media posts, potentially disrupting Pick It Up's operations. Pick It Up remains committed to transparent hiring practices and urges the public to verify job vacancies through its official communication channels.
Parliament's Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation says it's held successful engagements with key sectors ahead of South Africa's hosting of the G20 summit. It's set to take place in November, as Anasansi Mahobo reports.
South Africa is the only African country with permanent G20 membership. This marks the first time in the bloc's history that an African nation is presiding over the group of developed and developing economies. The committee says it wants to ensure the summit leaves a lasting impact on ordinary South Africans. Chairperson Supra Mahumapilu says discussion with stakeholders highlighted their critical role in shaping policies and influencing G20 decisions.
Anastasia Mahobu for Jacaranda FM News.
And at least 18 people have been injured, 3 critical, after a Delta Airlines plane flipped upside down while landing at Canada's Toronto Pearson International Airport. The plane from Minnesota in the US was carrying 4 crew and 76 passengers at the time. I'm Chanel September, mornings on Afrikaans at 11, or visit jackarandfm.com.
It's Amal Orleaf.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yara.
Good news.
Laiste, you're talking now about airplanes. I have the lucky opportunity to be able to fly often because I work a lot and I work in 2 cities. Now, last year, I was on a flight and I was sitting there langs my man, she's mooi. Sy ryk pragtig, sy het haar lang hare. She's ready. Sy het haar lang nails. Daai nails wat die prentjies op het. You know, like nail art. And she puts her poochie bag down and, you know, She's
living her best life.
She's dead, you know, like she. Toe daai vliegtuig haar eerste sirkel vat, nee. You know when it has that feeling, that roller coaster effect where it feels like it's gonna fall, but it's not. Okay, she grabbed my arm.
It's cute. She trusted you.
She did. But here's the thing: as I do, I was reading my Bible, right? So she grabbed my arm. Okay. But she squeezed it so hard. I was like, ma'am, let go of my arm, please. You need to let go. Those nails went into my arm, eh?